Website spotlights Whitmer victims' tragic personal stories of Michigan coronavirus lockdown orders. By Kyle Olson on February 8, 2021. A website Unlock Michigan has launched is spotlighting the tragic impact of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's D. ongoing coronavirus lockdown orders. Fred Zalek, a spokesman for Unlock Michigan, the group that organized a petition drive to repeal the governor's emergency powers, told the Kyle Olson Show this week that victimsofwhitmer.com will ensure the stories of those harmed by Whitmer's mandates will not be forgotten. "We shouldn't just judge the governor based on the numbers she wants us to judge her on," Zalek said, "which are the number of positive cases and hospitalizations." He argued everything else gets lost in that focus. "At the cost of what have we locked people down to reduce these metrics she cares most about or cares only about," Zalek said. "There are other statistics that should also be scrutinized," he said, "including suicides, child abuse, spousal abuse, drug addiction, alcoholism, business collapse due to lost jobs, closed schools, and canceled social events and spaces." "These people are her victims," Zalek said of the individuals and families featured on the site, including the family of Wallace Ed Jalamarize, who could not be by his side during his final days and had to say their last goodbyes over FaceTime. Lamarize died alone. An outdoor funeral could not occur until August, and Whitmer's restrictions on churches prevented a traditional luncheon with family and friends, according to the site. Victimsofwhitmer.com told the tragic story of 11-year-old Maximus, who ended his own life after an outlet, jiu-jitsu classes, were forced to close. "Maximus was stuck at home with our family, continuing to struggle, just waiting to get back to normal. We were waiting for the governor to give the all clear that the curve had flattened. But it never came, and Max continued on a downward spiral. We could not shake the despair that was setting in. And on May 17, 2020, my husband and I suffered the worst loss of our life, our own son being so hopeless he ended his life. Neither Maximus nor any of these other children actually contracted COVID, but they certainly count as part of the death toll, thanks to the tunnel vision of Governor Whitmer, who never seemed to realize the pain and loss that made her cure worse, for many, than the disease. I will not forget," his mother said on the website. Zalek invited Michiganders to submit a story, which can be done here. "Tell us the other side of the story," he told the Kyle Olson Show. "Grieving is something we all go through, but that has been short-circuited," Zalek said. "All of these things that make up the historic fabric of society were taken away from us for a year." Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of the Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.